naturopathic physician. Now, because I don't know this group, how many people know what a naturopath is or does? Okay, how many people don't, I guess is the question. And how many people actually go to see a naturopath? And that would be an interesting reason to explore why. But as a naturopath, one of the reasons why I am a naturopath, actually, is I began to realize that the regular medical field doesn't have all the answers. It has a lot of them. However, I grew up with suffering from asthma and eczema. And when I was in third year university, I was having about three or four quarts of milk a day and about three ice cream cones. I happened to like ice cream. Gave myself gout. Didn't know that in my family there was a history of gout. Stopped all the dairy products. 3 months, my asthma and eczema totally disappeared. Not one doctor ever told me that it had anything to do with what I was eating. So all of a sudden, my mind started to go on. I said, okay, if that works for my particular situation, what else can it be related to? So as a naturopath, what I attempt to do, and what we would attempt to do with someone who has a situation, and how many people here actually have been diagnosed with prostate cancer? I'm glad to see none of the women put their hand up. And that's pretty scary, isn't it? Well, that too. I like you. I'm not sure if your wife will later on. Have you ever noticed with women, if you're smart, you always say, yes, dear, because if there's an interchange where she feels slighted, it'll come back to you like 5 years later. Do you remember what you said to me on April 5th, 1982 or something? Anyway, as a naturopath, we tend to look at the flip side of this. When you have prostate cancer, what do they want to do? They want to, and you want to get rid of the cells, don't you? There's something that you think is abnormal. You want it out. Not necessarily the whole prostate, just the cells. And there's a multitude of ways that they do that, of course, from a medical point of view, everything from radiation seeds through to radical prostatectomy. And actually, I was looking at your website. It's a nice website. I didn't know enough about, what is that procedure that's the focused ultrasound, the name HI. Yeah? Anybody had that done in here? Did any doctor suggest it even? See, I'm all for things that are as non-invasive as possible. I can, yes, ma'am. That's true. And my surgeries aren't covered by OHIP either. It doesn't seem to stop anybody from coming to me either. But $20,000 is a big bite. I'm part Scottish, so that's a big bite. You'd have to say, I'm pretty sure that's going to work. So there's a couple things I want to do tonight, with your permission. Two parts to this. And I'm hoping that, even though the mean age in here probably would be what? 30? And holding, of course. That you have an open mind about things, because I really do, and I want to give you more of an open look at some, quote, alternatives. But I don't consider what I do alternative. It's complementary, and it can go with anything, including cancer treatment. And I've got a number of things that I want to tell you about that. And this is the first time I've ever used PowerPoint. I had to have my 17-year-old daughter teach me how to get this together. So please, okay. So I'm going to divide it into two parts, depending how it goes. I want to explain a little bit more about what naturopathic medicine is, and I want to go into what actually is cancer, because most people, even though they've been diagnosed, really don't have any idea about what the etiology of it is. And if you don't know how it began, how really are you going to treat it effectively? And, of course, what the naturopathic approach is to help people who have been diagnosed with condition. Now, it's very interesting. I was attempting to find the reference for this. I didn't know, as part of our knowledge about prostate cancer, that it actually has a higher incidence in married men. And as soon as I saw that in one of my books, I said, oh, that's interesting. Because most men try to convince their wives that more sex is better for their prostate, whether they have cancer or not. I'm looking just wondering through the women. And I remembered the back of this book. It's called Beating Cancer with Nutrition, where it described, and by the way, what happened in this story, I don't advocate, it's just a point of order. The man in question, diagnosed with prostate cancer, had married his childhood sweetheart, had four daughters, seemed to have the perfect marriage, but when he was diagnosed, he had kind of an epiphany, and this is the part that I don't advocate. He left his wife, he found a lover, and the prostate cancer disappeared. Now, this is documented. Now, most people would go, oh, well, that's coincidence. But I've had enough experience talking about the mind-body connection that it might not be. Now, I'm not advocating you leave your wives, that's not what it is, but we know how stress affects the body, don't we? And have you ever wondered why the prostate had the cancer? Why not your liver? Why not your esophagus? Why the prostate? And I'm open to anybody who has good answers. Anybody have a good answer? Or even a projected one? Does anybody disagree that stress has a big effect on the body? It does. So maybe we can get into a little bit more about this, and which is why I want to demonstrate a few things. Because I want to open your mind just a little bit. And you can tell me I'm full of merit if you were friends, but I have a very good left brain. I grew up in a family where my mother is a very spiritual person. I call her a mystic psychic, and my father's a Christian hypocrite. Do you know why? Because my father goes to church in case there's a hell. That's a Christian hypocrite, in my opinion. So does the mind have anything to do with the development of prostate cancer? Afterwards, you can decide. As we're talking, we're going to talk about two different parts of the mind, the conscious and the subconscious. Nobody ever wants cancer of any type, but I'm going to tell you a little secret. I know ways to talk to the subconscious mind, and 99% of the time, and please don't hit me, people with cancer actually, at the subconscious level now, not the conscious, actually want what they have. And I know everybody in this room will go, "Are you nuts?" Because that's the usual reaction. However, I know a fair bit about the subconscious mind, and I know that it has more to do with our immune system than the conscious one. So it stands to reason that if you want to either prevent cancer or actually treat it from a different way, or in conjunction with the regular medical treatment, talking to your subconscious mind is kind of a useful thing. And if you're interested in it, I will show you how you can talk to your subconscious mind. Now, this is kind of an over-the-ocean concept. But does anybody know what chakras are? Has anybody heard the term? Chakra? No? Over on the eastern side of the world, they call them energy centers. Anybody here go to a chiropractor? Okay. In the chiropractor's office, you may or may not have seen, if you divide the body in half, and you look at it from the side, in the chiropractor's office, they'll have a picture of nerves coming out into plexi. There are 7 different plexi. For example, there's a celiac plex, there's a plexi all the way up. And they're like the old style telephone one-ringy dingy person. You know, when you plug the things into the hotel, it goes to different organs. And there are certain people, including medical doctors, I follow, I have a machine together by 2 medical doctors who believe strongly in this subconscious construct. I'm going to talk a bit more about it. If somebody is really interested, I will show them on them what they might want to know. And I'll also, obviously, show you how to work with the subconscious mind a little bit. As I discovered a number of years ago, that if you reduce somebody's stress level, their need for things like vitamins and minerals and other support, or improving digestion, it does it automatically if you reduce stress level. If you're uptight about an exam, the last thing you want to do is eat. It just sort of sits there, doesn't it? Well, I don't know how many times we'll have exams today, but if you're really stressed out, the last thing you want to do is eat. So naturopathic medicine is very similar to any other regulated profession, whether it be dentistry or medicine or whatever. However, we look at the whole person, not just piecemeal. In our present medical system, what happens is you might go to your gastroenterologist for a stomach problem and then go down the street to your urologist for the other problems. We get fragmented. And after a while, we kind of lose the whole because we're looking at all the bits and pieces. I like to look at things in the whole perspective. And some of the things that a naturopath uses, for example, the Chinese medicine I mentioned before, it tends to look at the person in a whole picture, not just as a fragmented being. I'd prefer to be considered a whole person rather than a fragment. Now understand, I'm not anti-medicine or anti-medicine. Anything you've done, that's great. That's choice. However, most of the time, the regular medical people don't look at it from a preventive point of view or what you can do to help the body help itself. So part of what I do is attempt to find out what's not functioning in your body and help to restore it to normal function through the use of mainly natural, and sounds like making a cake, natural ingredients, okay? So here's some of the things that I often use. In fact, most of them. Nutrition and supplementation. And by the way, I know it's very dark in here, but if somebody has a question, don't wait till the end, ask it. Because it's late at night, and if I see people nodding, I will do the 7-inning stretch. This is very important, and I drove an hour to get here, so I'm going to have you guys listen. Botanical medicine, herbal medicine. Anybody know what homeopathy is? 1 person, okay? And 2 people. Anybody want to explain it? That's a joke. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. All of a sudden, his heart falls out of his chest. Whoop, I've got to stand up. And things like spinal manipulation, or if the joints are out of whack, of course. That's why people go to chiropractors or osteopaths. And individual doctors have favorite ways of treating people called modalities. And I use one that I fell in love with early on in my career. It's called applied kinesiology or muscle feedback. Because I figure the body has the answers. We just need to know how to ask the question. So I use applied kinesiology. I use this device I mentioned before from Germany called the Reba device. And the Reba device is also tied in with their idea of psychosomatic energetics, which I can explain more in a while. I also do biomedical hypnosis. Why do I do that? Because everybody in this room goes into hypnosis 100 times a day. Nobody ever teaches you how to use it. Everybody does. I was telling one of my patients the other day, I remember one day I was really late for something, and I couldn't find my keys. And I raced around my house 6 times, couldn't find the keys anywhere. All of a sudden, my daughter walks in and goes, "Oh, you're looking for these?" and picked it up off the coffee table that I know I'd looked at this time. The mind does interesting things. I saw it, but didn't see it. That is very deep hypnotic state. All hypnosis you put into yourself. Have you ever washed your hair three times and then all of a sudden the third time you say, oh, I've done this already? Or driven down Highway 400 to 401 and gone, gee, I didn't see the last six exits? That's all states of hypnosis. Hypnosis is one of the main ways you can actually access subconscious. And I came up with a way to talk about this. I call it the ASRT, Assisted Subconscious Repatterning. That's just after 20 years of working. So those of you who have been to see a naturopath know that you have to be registered or licensed to practice. You have to have a minimum of 3 years pre-med and 4 years at the naturopathic medical school. We do all the basic medical diagnostics, etc., plus the naturopathic theory and therapeutics on top of it, a total of about 5,100 hours. And when I went through it, it was actually 600. And then you have to pass the provincial boards to practice. We do take patient histories, just like your GP does. I consider myself a naturopathic GP. We take information about all aspects of your life, whether it be diet, exercise, stress. Are you and your husband fighting? Do you like your mother-in-law? What type of sex life have you got or don't have? These are hard questions. Most people don't want to divulge. They're very careful. I remember one time this guy came in, and I don't remember what his actual problem he told me he had, but I knew it was something else. So after we'd finished, I gave him a starting protocol to do. And on the way out the door, he looked at me and said, oh, by the way, I'm empty. Bang! And ran. He wanted to talk about that. He couldn't do that till the next time, till he met me. Most women would agree. Men are pretty strange, aren't they? Just like women are kind of strange. Did you know that the average woman has 250,000 facial expressions? No wonder we men are confused as heck. The only people who can read it are other women. And we do physical exams within our scope. If somebody comes in who's got a sore throat or anything, you got to look at it. So we do relevant screening exams. We don't do major surgery. In this jurisdiction, we don't do minor surgery, but in other jurisdictions in the States, we do. And by preference, even if we could, we probably wouldn't do pharmaceutical drugs. That's the preview or purview, I should say, of the medical establishment. But we are trained to recognize conditions that may require intervention by other practitioners other than ourselves. And virtually all chronic diseases and acute diseases can benefit from some form of naturopathic treatment. And what I tend to do is look, see the difference between function and which is leading to dis-ease, because functional change to me is a preface to structural. And applied kinesiology is one of the ways you can tell what's going on functionally. If you go to a medical doctor, how do they check about function? How do they check about function? What do they do? What do I do if I think there's some disease going on? How do we check function from a basic medical point of view? Pardon me? A test, sure. And my problem is there are tests that are smart and tests that aren't. And most of the time, they follow protocol. Protocol, pardon my expression, sucks because it means nobody's looking at the individual person. It says, we got to do this. I had an example the other day. This woman who has bladder cancer, her doctor came in and said, we have to do a bone marrow aspiration. And she called me, do I need this? I said, well, let me talk to the doctor for a minute. I said, is this bone marrow test going to change the treatment protocol because she's just started the treatment? Well, no. Why are you doing it? Well, it's protocol. So I told her, don't bother. If it's not going to change your treatment protocol, why bother? Now, actually, I gave her the choice, but I kind of worded it in that way. This bone marrow stuff isn't exactly pleasant. Anything to do with bone hurts, heck. How many people have gone to the doctor feeling like crap, to have all the medical tests done, still feel like crap, and they say, well, it must be stress, go home. You still feel like a bag of dirt. So they come to me and say, figure it out. So here's some facts about prostate cancer. And you probably all know these. It's a disease of aging, basically. 80% of all cases occur in men over 65. By 80 years old, 80% of all men have had prostate cancer to a certain degree or have it. It tends to be slow growing. There's a higher incidence in men who have a first degree relative, in African American men, married men, if you have recurrent prostatic infections, sexually transmitted diseases, or if you've taken testosterone. So what is cancer then? You've all been diagnosed with it, except for the women, of course. What does that mean to you? What does cancer mean to you? Abnormal cell growth. What makes it abnormal? And that's the typical answer. When you go in, well, you've got cancer cells. Do you know, this is an interesting fact, except for leukemia, is cancer blood, they've never once found a metastatic cell in the blood. You ask them, well, can't you measure the blood to see if it's metastasized anywhere? They say, no, we can't do that. That's an interesting fact. I'd like to find out more about that one. Because that's one of the biggest things that people do. Oh, it's going to metastasize to bone or to somewhere else. The fact of the matter is, in prostate, most of us will die from something else and we'll have prostate cancer and it won't kill us. How many people in here have the aggressive type or have had the aggressive type? And how many people have had the other? How many people are on hormone therapy? How many people have had the prostate out? What, as you were going through your mind, the ones who had it out, did you go through the process like most of us do? Oh my God, there's something there. It's just better to take it out? Is that what you did? Or what did you think of it doing anything else besides? Yeah. So what does that tell you? Okay, so I'm going to give you my version of this. Now, can people see this? If I bring it up, Well, you can't now. Sorry. There. Can people see this? Can we turn on one light somewhere? Because not only do I do not want you to fall asleep, I don't want to fall asleep either. See, I'm still alive, and I have four daughters. Agree? My youngest is 17 and 6 foot one. We should have been in the States. You could have had a basketball scholarship. When you talk about cells, let's talk about two sister cells here. Cancer isn't something that comes at you from the outside in. This is your own cells gone wacko. If these are two normal cells, what makes this one go abnormal? Let me tell you a little bit about what normal cells do. Normal cells have what's called contact inhibition. Contact inhibition means when the cell gets close enough, it doesn't overrun one another. It's an electrostatic charge. People ever touch the, you know, rub his feet on the carpet on the floor and you touch the doorknob and you get the zap? Well, if you have a positive charge on this cell and this one all the way down, it's like bringing two North Pole magnets together. They push. They don't override. When this changes, this actually goes the other way. This is why cancer cells now become ability to do this. Because these cells have got the same genetic material. This cell goes, this should act like me. And it expects it to do that, and it doesn't. So all of a sudden, it starts to grow over it. Abnormal cell growth. What's your name, sir? Thank you, John. You know why I shake hands with people? Because you can tell the person's personality part when you shake hands like this. This guy, I'd probably trust him. Versus this, if you met somebody who shakes your hand like this, they don't want to have anything to do with you. And this is important because in the cells, there's only a few things that create polarity. Minerals, for example, and amino acids are two of the big ones. They have a positive and negative charge on them. Well, actually, some of them have positive, some have negative, depending on the minerals. But the amino acids have got either end, and they align themselves this way. So something has changed inside here. So as a naturopath, I go, okay, is there something we can do to give the body in a way to increase the chance of either improving from the inside out, or, which is even maybe more important, what's been lost? When this cell becomes abnormal, and by the way, I read an eminent person who said that the average person has had cancer 6 times by the time they're 70. We're talking about manifested cancer that the body catches up with. So what does the body normally do? When it sees an abnormal cell, what does it do? Come on, guys. This is your body now. Your body's doing this right now as we're speaking. Sorry? How does it do it? There's two phases to it. And antibodies don't kill anything, do they? Antibodies just go and stick on the edge like this. It says, this is abnormal. That's the target to shoot for. So in cancer, either the surveillance has gone awry or the white blood cells no longer either recognize this or can't take this out. So if you want to improve somebody's chances, you give them things to help with three things. The surveillance and the attack, as you call it, or the ability to take it out. The lysis, engulfing with macrophages and all that other stuff that was 20 years ago that we learned about. The ability to take it out, in other words. So when someone comes in, we check them. Is their mineral balance okay? Are their vitamins okay? Are their amino acids okay? Because if they're not, that's in part setting it up. Because amino acids, everybody know what amino acids are? They come from protein. When you eat protein, it gets broken down into amino acids. Amino acids are the main support for our connective tissue. They're tied into our enzymes because all enzymes are proteins. Amino acids also affect brain function. If you can't sleep, often it's a lack of serotonin. It comes from tryptophan, which is the amino acid. As we get older, what happens? If we can't sleep, it's usually one of two reasons, in my opinion. There's probably more, but the main ones are if your blood sugar is dysregulated or if you're amino acid deficient. So cancer means abnormal growth, new normal growth, or abnormal growth, uncontrolled, like I said before, no contact inhibition, uncontrolled, and something has changed in the structure. So when you talk about abnormal cells, changed, uncontrolled, somehow these cells have been changed to abnormal. The regular medical people go after the kill or be killed mentality. That's why most people have had the prostate out, because they just want it out, gone. So they utilize the heavy hitters, the big sword, chemotherapy, surgery, radiation. Unfortunately, chemotherapy and radiation do a lot of damage. You ask anybody who's having chemo for any type of bowel problem, whatever else, they get diarrhea, they get really toxic. You wind up with when you have the breakdown of cells very quickly, you get a change in the blood parameters. There's a name for that I can't remember what it is. I'll think. So as I mentioned before, surveillance, detection, identification of normal cells is the first step, and then removal of them. Well, the standard medical people now don't take into account that that's what your body does all the time, and how can we improve that? Did any one of your doctors tell you, gee, we have a way to improve your immune system? What they usually tell you is, no, you can't take anything like echinacea or anything else which might improve the immune system because we're going to kill it. And you got to stay inside and prevent, don't let your granddaughter sneeze on you because you're going to get an infection that might kill you. I'd rather find a way, as a naturopathic physician, to find out what's going on in the immune system and begin to help the body do it naturally, what it does naturally. When I took immunology at university, the book was this thick. Now it's this thick. It's really complicated. But we live in a body that's a miracle. And we think we can do better with chemo? Come on, that's in the dark ages. I'm not saying chemo is not useful in certain senses. If I had cancer and somebody said, you have a 75% survival rate if you have chemo, I'd do it, but not with 10%. I'd rather die with a smile on my face than I would go through that crap. Now remember, I'm not anti-medicine, just anti-stupid medicine. I have people call up all the time. I'm the Ralph Nader out there. I mean, everybody makes mistakes, but, you'll love this one. The same woman I told you about who has the bladder cancer, I had her GP send over the CAT scan results. I read the first paragraph, and I stopped, and I laughed. They heard me all down the block. I picked up the phone and called the office, and I got this. Usually there's steely secretaries there, right? And she said, what are you calling for? And I said, because we have a mutual patient in common here, and there's a problem. And I read her the first paragraph. It said something like, there's a mass posterior to the bladder. It does not appear to have extended beyond the prostate. I said a few expletives, which I won't repeat here. And I said, is this her CAT scan? And all the guy did was delete that paragraph and put it at the bottom of the report. Sorry, I thought this woman was a man. And there are people who across the planet who believe that if you get and change some of these factors, that you can get a reversion back to a normal cell from a cancer cell. That would be ideal. I think the studies that they're doing now in terms of stem cell research, et cetera, may eventually show that. Because that's working with the immune system. That's working with the body, not against it. Now, I know how scary cancer is. I mean, I look like my father. He's a little taller than me. He's had 3/4 of his bowel out because of... And he's scared green. I know he is. But he's in good shape. He could outwork most of us in this room. 79 years old. He even wanted to be called Uncle... Well, I won't say his name. He wanted to be called Uncle rather than Granddad. He says, I'm too young to be a grandfather. Do you think you've aged because of being diagnosed with this? Do people... See, I'd rather have people see the glass half full than half empty. When you go and you have treatment, do they ever say you're fully cancer-free? Do they ever? If that was the case, then you would never have a follow-up. So what about prostate cancer in particular? What do we do as a naturopathic physicians to do that? And this is something that naturopaths use and also in Europe. And I like a lot of what they do in Europe. They seem to be more willing to look at all aspects of it. But the pH of the body and the blood is pretty well regulated, but we already know that if the pH is more alkaline, you have a better chance of fighting off things, even normal colds, normal viruses, that type of stuff. And we also know that an alkaline pH actually slows down, if not stops, in certain cases, the growth of cancers. And guess what in our society actually causes an acid pH? The very things that I grew up eating. I grew up on a beef farm next to Wyerton. Red meat and wheat are the most acidifying things that we have. Now, I'm not vegetarian. I like a good steak once in a while, just like anybody else. But I tend to go more towards the vegetal matter and the alkalizing stuff because I'd rather not go through what my father went through. I saw him with the tubes stuck everywhere. I'd rather not do that. If I had my druthers, I'd rather be 90 years old and either die in bed making love to my wife or sleep away, one or the other. I don't know about you guys. So when you talk about looking at someone's diet, there's different ways to look at that too. There are some... Has anybody read the book Eating for Your Blood Type? Yeah? Again, I have a very good left brain, but a good right brain also. There's a lot to that. I don't think it's 100%, but there's something to that. Why else would we, if we have four blood types, doesn't it make sense that we would have four more optimal ways to eat? It's a good read. And some people come in and they'll tell me, gee, that was exactly what I needed. Now, I don't prescribe that per se, but I'll say, go and read it. If it makes sense to you, try it out. I'm a firm believer in the product of doing it and proving it to yourself. I have people come in all the time, and I put them on a regimen, and they come back and say, well, what actually made me better? I said, does it matter to you? The only way we can prove that is by pulling off the vitamins for a while and seeing if you regress, pulling off the minerals for a while, seeing if you regress. It doesn't really help that. How many people in the room take something for prostate now, if they still have it? And do you take a combination? Usually the combinations are things like saw palmetto, Pygidium africanum, zinc, if you like pumpkin seeds, that type of stuff, lycopene, there's a whole bunch. Beta-sterolins, those are good. So what do you take? Oh, the Essiac, okay. Yeah. I like the way you pronounce it. I like the way you pronounce it. Essiac. Yeah. Yeah, well, did you ever explain to somebody why that is? That's the person who came up with the combination. Her name's spelled backward. So most of the time, when you're talking with someone who has a prostate cancer problem, we usually say get it as organic as possible with as minimum amount of additives or pollutants or whatever else is in it. High antioxidants, high in zinc, and that's, I don't know what it is, that's one of the things that women are. Do you realize that women could easily kill men? Because most women set out their husband's vitamins. Man, it would be easy to slip in a little cyanide pill or something, they're just gone. But most women say, I feed my husband zinc. And I say, why are you laughing? Zinc for the dink! They know that zinc improves It's the mineral that's most efficient in people who have prostate problems. Vitamin E and selenium are two of the ones behind that. Coffee, there's some, usually soy products are okay. There's been some studies back and forth on that, but it does have a high level of genestin, which retards tumor growth. Calcium is better for women than for men, actually, because the higher levels of calcium deplete vitamin D. Vitamin D is a big thing, especially in the medical field now. Most of us should be taking at least 2,000 IUs a day of vitamin D activated, D3. How many people in here take 2,000 milligrams of D3 a day? I'm glad to hear it. 6,000, good. Okay, how many people take vitamin D, period? Yeah, and hopefully, your doctor hopefully said that to you too, right? Sorry? Yes, I guess that's true. Well, I'm not a coffee drinker. What do you think? I'm not a coffee drinker. What do you? I've heard both ways. Is it the caffeine that's the problem? If it's decaffeinated, then it would help you. But how they decaffeinate it might be worse than the caffeine. I don't know. Does anybody have a coffee in here? I want to show you something. Does anybody have a coffee there? Oh, good. Do you guys have open minds? Can I show you a few things tonight? I'm 54 years old. Huh? Well, it's like a lot of things. Even if I showed you that, unless you wanted to stop coffee, you'd stay keeping coffee. So we have to assess. Most people don't realize that when you swallow something, it's still outside you, technically. Until it's digested and assimilated, it's still outside you. That's why if you take corn, it goes right all the way through. It's never been inside you, has it, really? So in order to be healthy, you have to find a way to make sure it goes from your stomach and across the mucosal lining into the blood to go somewhere. And then once it's in there, you have to assess the metabolism. And we know, that's why we call vitamins coenzymes and minerals cofactors, because they make enzymes work better in the body. That's why we do it. And anybody who thinks that naturopathic medicine is unscientific, or natural medicine in general, you better go and Google the number of studies that are being... I mean, echinacea has a ton of things on it. And most of the things that we use now in practice have tons of studies on them. Sometimes not, but they have a 200-year history also. So if you take a herb that's been used for 200 years, I can tend to trust that. Now, the government we have doesn't, though. They took off, in the States, if you want to have DHEA, which is something I would consider, depending on the type of prostate cancer I have, I would consider doing that. It's called a mother hormone. It's also called the anti-aging hormone. You can get it off the shelf at a health food store in Buffalo, but you can't get it in Windsor because the government took it off the shelf. And I had asthma as a kid. I started to use it when it was still available there, and I got some great results with asthmatics. But then they took it off the shelf, so I can't do anything about that. And I'm not about to import it. It's illegal. So you either tell people to go to the States or... find another way to do it. DHEA, dihydroepiandrosterone. DHEA? Your doctor won't mention it because he can give it to you, but he won't or she won't because they have to put in a report every 3 weeks, and no doctor will ever do that. They don't have the time because that puts it under research study. But go and Google it because there's, again, it's kind of an interesting thing. The men who, sorry? Not fully, though. That's the thing. You start to read through. That's a hypothesized one, not a proven one. And quite frankly, with what I know about it, if I had prostate cancer, I'd take it anyway. Now, I'm not telling you guys to do that. Understand, this is my bias now. I'm just telling you a bit about thinking about that. It's like coffee. Every 2 years, you come up, coffee's bad, coffee's good, coffee's bad, coffee's... Right now, wine's good. You watch. I mean, wine has got resveratrol in it, so that's a good thing. It'll say, well, eventually it'll be, if you have two glasses a day, that's too much. You got to have half a glass or some stupid, you know. Well, that's not... I hope not. So the other thing that we do as naturopaths, where did I put is the concept of toxicity, which most of you will know. If any of you have done any chemotherapy, that's typically, I don't need that. See, I got this today. I usually use this thing underneath, right? If this is a cell in your body here, say a prostate cell, you have the nutrients coming to cell, they metabolize it, and then they dump it back out into the blood to get out of the system. And how does it get out of the system? What are the main routes of elimination for the body? Colon, kidneys, liver, lymph, and skin. If you have somebody who's dumping stuff out, waste product, quicker than they're eliminating through here, you're going to get a buildup, and that's what we call toxicity. So one of the things that we do is to find out at a functional level what we need to support, whether it be through herbals or some other thing. Would you like to see how we can do that? Anybody want to be a guinea pig? Well, I'm going to pick somebody then, so somebody come on up, whoever wants to be, somebody come up who doesn't have prostate cancer. Ma'am, come up here for a minute. Come on up. Prove it. Well, look, no, I don't mean to do that, but I had a woman call up who's not a patient, who's never been. She said to me, and I've just been to my iridologist. Now, anybody know what iridology is? There has a basis in fact in iridology to an extent, but it's not regulated. Anybody can practice. So this woman calls up and says, I need your advice. I said, okay, do you want my advice on? She said, my iridologist said, I have prostatitis. I need herbs for my prostate. I said, get over here right away. I'm going to examine you. You're going to make medical history. She said, why? I said, you don't have one of those. And she swore up and down. She believed in this woman who told her that looking in the eyes, she had prostatitis. I have no hair for a reason, folks. I mean, there's no logic to that. Anyway, we have, I'm sorry, your name, Linda, okay? Now, we've never met, have we? And you have... No. So when you talk about toxicity here, what you're looking for is to see if any of these are underfunctioning, okay? And the funny thing is that the blood work probably won't show it until she's too far along. What I mean by that is not too far along in terms of, you have a, say, liver enzymes. You've got a certain parameter there, but you can have an underfunctioning liver before that parameter gets breached. So I'm going to show you something, and this is why I want you to pay attention and understand what I'm going to show you here. And this is fun. You'll like it. This will keep them interested. Look, is it news to anybody that the body's controlled electrically? Is it news to you? I mean, if I'm writing here, what's happening? There's a signal going from my brain down an axon or a wire, and it's electrical. As soon as you have a current flowing in one direction, what do you have? You have a magnetic field at 90 degrees, don't you? Just like the coil in your car. It's like anything when you turn things on like this. Your body's no different. There are ways to measure this electromagnetic field in the body here. It's outside the body. It's created by the flows in and out of organs and nerves and whatever else. Now, I'm going to show you a way you can combine that with Chinese medicine to see if there's anything going on in this youngster. May I do that? Is it okay? No. Now, do you have a watch on? Good, thank you. Why don't you wear a watch? Oh, good. Man, I appreciate you more than you know. Most women come in and you try and pry that watch off their wrist. They're like stockbrokers. Stockbrokers have got watches up their arm from all the different time zones, the Nikkei, this, that, the other. You know, do you have any problems with shoulders? I'm going to show you a biofeedback loop in the body. Very simple one. The first time I saw this, it blew my mind. Remember, my degree is in science. I've had 4 years of straight heavy-duty science, another 3 years to get the stuff to go into the naturopathic medical school. So another 4 years in school. Geez, I spent a lot of time in school, think of it. And life is a school. I learn more from people coming in. Like, I love this because I learn more about stuff by dealing with it. And since we don't know each other, this will be okay. No, that's your husband over there, right? or significant other, or the milkman, or something. Yeah. So she doesn't have a problem with an arm. You can use any intact muscle group. Yeah. I'm going to have you keep the arm straight. I'm going to push down. You hold up, okay? So hold up hard against. You can try this at home. This is kind of fun. See, she's good and strong, right? And hold up hard on this. And she's strong here, too. So, no, it's good. No, it's good. But take this hand and put it against the side of your head like that. And hold hard again. And look what happened. No, she's not. No, hang on. I'll show you. This is real. This is not me making it up. And you're not. I had one guy say, "You hypnotized me." I said, first of all, you can't hypnotize somebody else without their consent unless they're drugged. And you're not hypnotized now. Yes, yeah, so try it again. Hold up her. So I want to show you. She can't hold me now. Take your hand away. Take your hand away from here and try it again. She can hold me right here. Now, do you see that? Oh, it's a big difference. Now watch. This is fun. Now turn your hand backwards, like that, right on the side, and hold again. And now she can. Now turn your hand the other way, and now she can. Now hang on. Oh, no. Well, don't be embarrassed, because everybody in this room, that's a... Okay, do it on this side. Put your hand on this side, and hold up again. Now she's strong here, and turn your hand this way. Now this is important. I'm going to show her something. This side is actually normal. This side isn't. Doesn't matter. Now, that's not what I was going to show you. I'm going to use this hand, though. Hold up hard. And this will be hard. I'll repeat it if I can. Now, may I have your permission and the permission of your significant other to touch your spots? These are acupuncture meridians, okay? So, hold up hard. And if you notice now, it drops here, but not here. Hold up hard. Look. This is lung meridian, but this is pancreas. Now, I'm not saying she has a disease. All I'm saying is that energetically, there's less energy going through the pancreas right at this moment than there should be. And her arm drops. It's like pressing a button. Yeah, we can show this. Yeah, absolutely. It'd be different, or unless you have the same problem. Hold up hard. Hold hard. Now, her liver's off, too. Hold hard. Now, we're talking about function now. Remember what I'm telling you here. I'm not saying she has a pathology, and I appreciate you staying here. I know it's embarrassing to you, but I'm going to get other people up, so you're not the only one, because I want to get somebody up here to show you something different in a minute. And this is what will blow your mind. And this is pretty mundane stuff in a way, but I want to show you something which actually will make a difference if you get it. And with all the men in here, they're pretty left-brained. I mean, I grew up with a left-brained father. You know, I proved it to him, and I did the same thing. I showed him. See, where's the coffee? Where's the coffee? Somebody have just a little bit of coffee? It doesn't matter. Something left on the bottom? Well, she's got a little bit left, is what she was doing. I want to see if there's any reaction anywhere else to, okay? Everything in nature that is basically alive or has an electron movement has a field around it. You can measure it. In Europe and in Russia in particular, they do what's called Kirlian photography. You can actually take a picture of the field around the molecule. So hold up her. just want to see if there's, hold up, I just want to see if there's anything. And that's not bad, except it bothers your kidney. Now, you haven't had enough to do that yet, but you can do it from the outside. And you can do this with drugs. I do it all the time. The one thing you don't want to do in this society is get older than 60. As soon as you do, you start to add drugs. And they never take it away. It's like taxes. They give you a drug for this and then another one to counteract the side effect of that. Go on and on and on. So by the time you're 80, you've got 12 drugs also. Now, why this is important to you is that if you check, say we had tea here and did that and didn't bother the kidneys, I'd say drink tea, not coffee. Because if you're taking something in that's preventing the flow of here, you're actually contributing to your toxicity level. And you've got, right now, this moment, your liver's underfunctioning and your pancreas. And that's blood sugar. The latest stuff in the last 5 years is that most chronic diseases come from a low-grade inflammation that doesn't go away. And one of those big things tied up with it is blood sugar dysregulation. Not that you're diabetic, but have you noticed that type 2 diabetes is going through the roof? Just like things like asthma. When I grew up, we didn't have any asthmatics in school, really, except me. I was unique. And now, my teacher friend had 24 out of 27 kids with asthma. You have to begin to ask how come that is. Okay, so this is one way you can begin to tell about function. Now, I'm going to use somebody else to show what this means, okay? But this is important. Thank you. So, give her a hand, please. That's great. So some of the ways you can get the toxicity out these days, things like infrared saunas, lymphatic drainage, even the regular massage. Have you ever noticed if you have a regular, anybody here get massages? Have you ever had, like me, afterwards, all of a sudden you're all stuffy and you feel good, but something's moved there? Often I get stuffy. Yeah, because when you're working on the skin, you're actually stimulating the release of toxins that comes out there. So when you talk about prostate in general, one of the things, as I said before early on, is that reducing stress and improving lifestyle parameters, you can do it through many different ways. You can teach people how to do imagery. Anybody know about, what's his name? He's a bald guy. He wrote Peace, Love, and Miracles. Siegel, Bernie Siegel. You've never read that? He's one of the few medical doctors willing to stand up and say, look, the mind has got something to do with the thing we get. Not just cancer, but anything. And I like to teach people some of these things because it puts more power back into them. It empowers them. But here's some of the things that we know help prostate. And some of you people are taking these already. Look at the number of herbs that we've got. And this is just a sampling. Other ones. Saw palmetto, nettles, Phygium africanum, Korean ginseng, tacky mushrooms, black radish, dandelion, milk thistle, red clover, bush carnivora, echinacea, golden seal, damiana, licorice, all of these. Some of the vitamins and minerals linked up to supporting from both a preventive and treatment point of view, A, B6, C, D, E, selenium, zinc, calcium, but in moderation, phosphorus, and these are all amino acids. Alanine, glutamic acid, cysteine, methionine, carnitine. Some people were on a big kick a number of years ago with shark cartilage. I didn't use a lot of that because I didn't think it was worth the $150 a bottle or whatever it was back then. But if somebody is on beta blockers, for example, you need to take that. Anybody here on beta blockers for blood pressure? Because if anybody is, you need to be on that, because if you ever come off the beta blocker for whatever reason, throw yourself into a heart attack, because it depletes that. And most doctors don't give you that, you should. People know about pumpkin seeds, pumpkin oil, flaxseed oil, essential fatty acid type of modified citrus protein from things like orange peel is actually showed to help stop metastatic spread. These are just some of the things. And I also brought in a whole bunch of things here, just so you, anybody interested. And this is not, these are some of the latest ones that just came across my desk. I had a guy come in who had prostate cancer. He's a physicist. 18 years ago, he's 76 now. He was given all the normal choices at that point. He refused them all, did worldwide research, and came up with a substance that he believed called a beta-sterolin, or they're basically anti-inflammatories. And he said that's what's kept prostate cancer at bay for 18 years. Now, I don't endorse it necessarily, but I put it in here just so people can read about it, because these things are out there. You just need to do your research. And just because you've had a prostate out doesn't mean you've changed any of the factors that led to it in the first place. You've taken out the end result, but you haven't changed anything that contributed to it. So if anybody's interested, I just ran them off for you here. You might leave them with you over there. Anybody interested? You can pick them up now. Here, I'll just dump you on here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll just put them at the table here.
Well, you're handing it out, I get it.
Absolutely. No sure. Who? Okay. Yeah. 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 Okay. You want to come up? I'll try it out on you.
Sure.
Again, look. In my practice, I because he's left-brained. It's okay. Is that a problem? Yeah, I know. But look, I had an engineer come in who, and by the way, Can we agree to disagree? I already know. I've used it for 20 years. Well, I grew up on a farm, so telling me I'm foolish, it makes no difference. Yeah, good. And I'm sorry, your name again is?
Glenn.
So Glenn is he's demonstrating, yes, that is true, that there are certain points that can do certain things. If you run a meridian backwards, it'll weaken you. If you run the vessels backwards and where the normal flow is, it will weaken. But what we did there was, it doesn't matter where I use it on the wrist, but you think it does. So that's so.
Okay.
Okay. So take the watch out.
So
you can't have it on you, and you don't have a cell phone or anything else, do you? Take it off. If you had one of those, we'd have to watch. So that's all. I had an engineer come in one night with his family, and I was standing like here doing what I was doing with her here. And I looked at his diet, and this guy was a weedaholic. You can do this with foods, too, by the way, but there's a particular way you have to do it to make sure that it's all okay. So I tested him, and with much respect to engineers, this is what happened. I had him hold the arm out like this, and you say by pressing this, it's supposed to be dropping your arm now? You're holding it now, aren't you?
But
wait a minute, hold apart. I'm away from the nerve now, aren't I?
Yeah.
Okay, so put your hand like on the side of your head there. It's not locked. Now turn your hand the other way.
Come on, Glenn.
Hold up here, look. No, I can't move him at all. Look. So you can go home and sit about that. But I think I'm going to use you just for a second. Since you're up here. But what happened was, because this makes a good engineer. I believe in this guy, too. Because what happened was, I put the wheat next to him, and his arm dropped like a stone. And I said, did you feel that? He said, no. It was totally outside of his sphere of influence. I did it three times. His family were killing themselves laughing behind. They saw it. It was clear as day. Strong. It took him 3 months to come back and say, that happened. And he also had to come up with a plan test in terms of the pressure and everything else. I said, great, you go prove for yourself, because I already know. And your family does, too. Now, do you have an open mind enough that I can do this? Okay. Because this is not in the realm of necessarily... what I want to find out is get feedback from the person. You know, have you had cancer? What treatment do you... No.
The airport.
I want to see something here. Now, pardon me. He's everybody know him? Are you okay to be up here?
Sure.
All right. Yeah.
I know where you put.
Yeah, do you? Okay, so put your hand here on front here like that. I just want to try a few things here just to see. I want to see a bit more about this young fellow here. Put your hand here like that. And you see, he really likes to be in control, this one. Because even if I try to move his hand, he holds onto it. Well, look. I say, I want to move it. I got my pressure on here, and he won't move it. I say, please let me move it. There. Or I can say to him, move it. Hold up here. Good. Now, pardon me for being blunt. Put your hand in front of you like that. That's exactly see what I did? I said, put your hand here in front. And what did he do? He grabbed himself like an old farmer I knew up in Wyoming. Sheesh.
The jewels.
Hold as hard as you want. He can't stop me here, can he? And that's in the field of the prostate. Now what? Bring up there, look. Hold apart, you can see. You can stop me now. He doesn't want to believe this. I know he does. Hold apart. But put your hand back down in front. And if you really want, you can hold. I don't care. Everybody will say amen. And look, when somebody comes to me, it's an interplay here. It's an agreement to disagree. I just want to find out more about the word. But I want to show you something, which is interesting. See how I want to show you something. I'll switch back and forth. So if you notice, it drops on this side, but I want you to switch now. Put your hand on this side. It doesn't drop on this side. How come? No. I'm going to go ahead and exploring this now. This is important. May I call you up just again in a minute? Yeah. Let's have a seat. Do you know why you shouldn't wear the watch? Jeez. It's not that you don't tell time. It has a magnetic field around it. That's why I wouldn't have a cell phone on me. I have a cell phone, but I keep it away from me. I don't have digital things anywhere near my physical field. Oh, good. Then it's fine then. Good. See, he's smart. Why did he do that, though? Why do you have a manual one? Why do you have a manual watch? Pardon me? If you have a manual watch, it doesn't bother you. If you have to wind it, if it has no battery in it, it's not going to bother you. And this is the part that you need to understand. This is really interesting here. What did I just do with that? So before I do that, just let me, because this is now going into part two. Are you okay if I do this? I know you guys like to eat and that stuff, but this is of everything that I could tell you, and I will answer any questions you want about how to support the body and any questions you've got there. What I'm going to show you just now is arguably the most important thing I'm going to tell you. Yeah. I haven't had enough people bringing them in to test them yet. My guess is yes. I have a naturopathic friend who is deep into research. She, the last time I talked to her, she said, for example, the people have cell phones next to their head. It opens up the blood-brain barrier within 30 seconds. That means that things that shouldn't go into your brain get there. That's why I've taught my kids to text. As long as it's away from the head, it doesn't do it down here so much. So by reference or by inference, Bluetooth probably cause a problem. And you see people walking around with them all the time, everywhere. Yeah. Anyway. Oh, that's right. Is it true? I got this stupid email saying that they're opening up the cell phone numbers. Is that true? Becoming public?
Yeah.
Are they doing that? Holy moly. Does that mean we have to, if we pick up a phone with the telemarketer, it's going to cost us money? Who's getting the money out of that? That's like the 5-cent bags at the grocery. Okay, so here's something which is interesting. And these are not testicles. This is the right and left brain. There's a difference between the two. The right brain is mainly, in my, and again, it's not as clear-cut as this, but get the general idea. Your left brain, and most of us in here are male, left brain dominant type most of the time. This is the, our engineer friend over there is definitely that side. This is the logical side. It's the decision-making side. But it's also the no-feeling side. I don't mean you're not feeling. What I mean is the left brain doesn't have emotion. There's a reason for that. As males, when we had to feed for our family, go out and hunt, we can't have feelings for Bambi. You got to go out and kill Bambi, skin it, take it home. Right? This side, on the other hand, has no logic. This is where your emotions mainly are. It's where the associations are made, and it's very similar to your hard drive on your computer, where all the beliefs that you hold about yourself and the world and cancer and anything else are held there. And I'm going to show you something which will literally change your life if you understand it and look at it, because this is how we're run. Now, women, not that they're, women are just as intelligent as men, probably more, but they've got more connection between the two, so they can go back and forth real quick. Men have to work at it. We tend to be over here and work more this way. I have daughters, I know that. They can go, it's like the worst PMS thing up and down the roller. Why is this important? If somebody has a stroke on the right-hand side, what side is affected? Left. So when I test somebody's left arm, I'm testing their right brain. When he put his hand like this and it dropped, that means that whatever's happening at that area of the body, and that's actually the first chakra issue, I'll actually talk about that in a minute if you like, I will anyway, then it's coming from this side, and that's the emotional side, the non-logical. Do you follow this? When you check somebody, you can actually tell, in part, where their disease process is coming from or is being pushed along the line. This runs 90% of it. This has more to do with our immune system, all the things we don't have to think about. Our conscious mind only holds 7 ± 2 bits of information at one time. This filters millions per second of data coming in. This is why in hypnosis you can have someone to go back and everything is recorded here. It's like the huge, what have they got now? We used to be gigabytes, now they're what? Whatever. You can tell, I only have email because I have to, not because I want to. I will never be on Facebook. And why my daughters want to be on the phone, on the regular phone, which they still know how to use, on MSN and doing something else all at the same time with the same person, I have no idea. Okay, so out of all the things that you do for having prostate cancer, that is after it's been manifest. In other words, it's now part of you, whatever it is. Cancer cells there. This is important. Because when he did it the other way around, it didn't come off this side. When somebody comes in and goes, I don't know why I did that, it's not logical, you know, where they made the decision from. And I'm going to show you some things that we can check on here. Now, this is very interesting. And I need to see a real brave soul who is willing to help me out. And it can be you again, if you like.
Somebody else.
Come on, then.
Yeah. What about the watch, phone?
Yeah, take them off. I just don't want any interference. Pardon me?
Yeah.
It's too late ahead. Okay, now I actually ran off a couple of questions, see if I got, oh, here we are. Now, I want a gentleman's agreement that you won't hit me.
Okay, what are we going to do?
Well, that's the interesting thing. I don't, my masculinity is intact. I don't care. I hug people all the time.
Okay, yeah.
No, I won't do that, though. I wasn't brought, I'm not Greek, I'm not whatever else, but, yeah. Okay, so look, how do we talk to the subconscious? We can do it in hypnosis. We're not going to do that tonight. How can we do this? I'm sorry, your first name again is?
Jim.
Jim, what? His glasses? Hold apart from me. You want to do some interesting things? Say, okay, just check. Put your hand on the side here like that. Hold apart. Turn your hand backward. And it drops. Hold heart. Turn your hand backward. Okay, so far, so good. So he's actually balanced on both sides. She's a little off on the one side.
I've been talking.
Okay.
Thanks for confirmation.
Okay, hold apart from that. Now, let's use a straight yes fact. Say, I am Jim.
I am Jim.
Right. Now, your middle name isn't Robert, is it?
No.
No. Or anything close? So say my name. You say, I am Robert.
I am.
And hold your arm. It won't stay. Because your subconscious mind knows that he's not me. Now what? Say, I am Jim.
Jim.
Say, I'm Robert. Say, I'm Robert.
I'm Robert. Yeah.
We now have a built-in yes and a no.
Get the lie detector down.
Yeah, well, actually, I used this on a couple of my daughter's boyfriend. Plus, I pulled out the male card. My daughter, when she was 14, and 14 is kind of a rough age when female, she had this friend, tall, good-looking guy, I think his name was Dean, but he'd been in trouble with the law a couple times, and we just let her, Dean would come over, and they could walk around the block or something like that. But I was getting concerned. So I walked out and talked to Dean one day, and I said, Dean, you know, my daughter means the world. If you ever hurt her, I will break both your legs. And I smiled to look him straight in the eye, and he broke it off with her for 2 weeks. It took her 6 months to forgive me, but now she says, what did I ever see in him? I said, I don't know, but I'm glad you... So this is the part which I want you to think about. Let's try a few. I desire to be healthy. Good. Say, I deserve to be healthy. Well, now we have a little bit of a problem there, a little wobble there. Now watch. Say, again, you're real brave to be up here. I'm just telling you, this is exposing. And if you ever feel uncomfortable, you stop me and you sit down.
Yeah, we're all going to contribute, aren't
we? I don't do everybody in the room, but I'm just saying. So, and if you notice what happens, you notice what's happening to him now? We're talking about the right brain. Say, I deserve to be unhealthy. That's what he's running. That's the program he's running. See how strong that is? Now, that's not logic. That's emotional. And what I tend to do is help people find out where that started. Do I know fully yet whether it's related to the problem? No. But that particular belief structure could have an impact on every other part of his life. Where did he think? I only know him for a few minutes. I happen to like your energy. He's a good guy. Well, you're 6 foot. Yeah. But he seems like a good guy. But as soon as he said, not deserving, he started to tear. How come? Because that's still an issue. I don't know why. Yeah. He's also a jokester, too. See? Okay, say, I'll do what's necessary to be healthy.
I'll do.
And that's there, which is a good one. Now, and this is a heavy one, okay?
Okay, sorry. Let's see this out. Help, Tilly. Okay.
This is good. This is, yeah. And I thought of these this morning, so this is not usually the way I ask them. Say, I desire to have cancer. And he's running that one too. And you're treating it, and great, it's probably successful and whatever else like that. Say, and this is a real weird one. Say, I will do what's necessary to have cancer. That's because he doesn't think he deserves to be healthy. And as the older we get, if we don't deal with it, it comes back to haunt us. And it's usually at an age which is way before. And the reason I wanted to tell you this is changeable. And I've told people, look, do everything in your power to treat the cancer, however you choose to do it, but get the part of your mind that's linked up to the immune system heading in the same direction. Anybody read the Dr. Doolittle books? You were younger, the Push Me, Pull You? The two-headed, I guess it's like a horse or something. It couldn't go anywhere, in part because it was always pulling this way. Well, when the right brain has the wrong idea, because it doesn't have logic in it, it pulls you this way. So I'm going to do something which I don't usually do, but heck. See, I'm 54. I can do what the freak I want. I don't care. Put your hand on this side for me. Now, if we get a change, I know it looks a little different, but because he's got his hand there, it indicates that's a yes. Just, I'll have to explain that later, maybe. Say before the age of 10. Okay, say before the age of 5. Oh, say age 6? No, just say age 6.
Oh, age 6.
So who's resonating off something which actually happened to him at age 6?
I remember that.
but some people do.
Yeah.
No, thanks. I may call you back up again. I'll have to sit for a second. And I don't collect watches or cell phones. So this is what happens here. At the subconscious level, there is no sense of time. If something happens at the age of 6, it can still affect you. How old are you, sir? How old are you? 68. I tend to look at people this way. If this is your timeline like this, and something happens at 6, and you're now 68, the subconscious mind looks at it like this. It's all happening at the same time. That's why you can get somebody have a... I remember this woman coming in, she had gynecological problems. She took care of her father, died of cancer for 10 years. At his funeral, she met her brother, who she hadn't seen in 20 years. He lived out in D.C. And as all people who are getting older tend to do, they talk about doctor's appointments and their problems and all that type of stuff. And she happened to mention she had gynecological problems. He said, well, don't you remember the old man fooled around with you? She was incested, didn't know it, had blocked it. As soon as he said that, he just opened the floodgates. All of it came back. And she looked after that man for 10 years. The right brain is also protective. It likes to bring things up to the surface for you to get rid of them, but it can also bury things if it doesn't think you can handle it. It can only handle it in her case when the perpetrator was gone and he didn't hurt her anymore. I can't tell you. I mean, that looks like some... what's that guy, Kresgen? I'm not Kresgen. This is stuff I do every day, and people come to me because of that. If you understand the power of this, I have people come every day, they go, I had a woman in here today, I used the same thing with her. She's feeling great. She had a CAT scan, and it showed up some nodules. When I went through this, her biggest problem was that she grew up Anglican, which is just second cousin to Catholic. And no offense, my best friend when I was growing up was Catholic. It was just, no matter what you did, you were damned, pretty much. I mean, everything you did. Turns out that she has a belief structure that God doesn't want her to heal. God wants her to have cancer. If she has that belief structure, it doesn't matter whether God exists or not. God does, but if she has that belief structure, right or wrong, if God wants you to have cancer, who's going to stop it? No doctor can. I can't. And these are all things that get lodged in our hard drive, and they run us. Our beliefs run us. Our beliefs about anything. But core beliefs can be changed almost immediately, given the right factor. It's just kind of an interesting thing. Now, does anybody disbelieve what I did? I'm going to have somebody come up and I'll show you, because I don't know any of you guys in here. And I have no reason at all to put anything over on you. I want you guys to be as healthy as you can be, however you choose to be. I don't care if you had your prostate out, but I do care if the things that led to that disease have not been taken care of. You ever wonder, again, why prostate? Why there? There's a book written by a medical doctor in the States. She's on PBS. What's her name? Christian Northrup. When we talk about chakra systems, and that's one of the last things I was going to talk. What time is it? I don't want to go too far over. But okay. You guys haven't even had too much of a snack or anything. Chakra systems are interesting. And I'll tell you why. Sure, that's fine. Yep. People want coffee? I don't, but that's okay. Juice? Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. These are probably little old ones. Oh, sure. Well, I'm in Holland Landing, yeah. I go up there once more because both my parents are up. Yeah, both my parents are still alive and up there. And my mother knows more about computers than I do. She's got a computer on every floor, a laptop on every floor. No, my mother.
Your mother?
Yeah, she's 80. Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're one of the pioneers of that what you hold in the mind can actually be translated into the physical body. And I'm glad somebody knew that. Why didn't you say that before? Yes, I know. That's why everybody sat at the back. Have you read the Siegel book, too? I think it's called Peace, Love, and Miracles. Whatever. Well, it's always fascinated me. I learn every day about stuff. Oh, man. Not at all. And they do it very well. Yeah. And we've gone back to leeches. Some of it. And your name again is?
Rick.
Hi, Rick. I'm glad. You're absolutely correct. And if I had an answer to that, I wouldn't be working. There are some studies that say you do. No, it scares the abnormal cells away too, I bet. No, not good for your social life, good for everything else. Oh, my. The problem is I have to get up tomorrow and work. The problem is I have to get up and work tomorrow. I'll go get a... That's a good idea, thank you. Yes. Oh, sure. That'd be great. Yeah, that's one of my failings. Actually, as much as they look good, I can't have cookies just late at night. Yeah, it's more the wheat that bothers, though. It's the wheat that bothers me. Same thing. Looks all good. Vegetables, fruit, meat. Well, you can have things like gluten-free cookies, though. Mm-hmm. Yes, and in special sections at the grocery store. Well, thank you very much, ma'am. That's good.
I'm going to look maybe up top where I remember because they got a beautiful silver spear there and it's so close. 9 holes, play it twice.
Oh, I know of it, and I have suggested it to people before. It falls into the category of blood cleanser. It follows into the category of blood cleanser. It's a very great detoxifier, so it takes the stress off the cells, and it does help an awful lot. Yeah. There's two actual formulas out now. One is the original one, which has 4 herbs in it, and the other one has 8, but most people still think the 4 herbs are better than the 8. The 4. The original 4 rather than the 8.
You joined Bob Morris. Are you going to join again? This is a good deal here. I got a weekend membership.
Well, it's good you found it. Does he suggest, though? See, there's a big stretch. Why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he?
It'd be really nice, I know.
So do you think they're ready to start again? Can we get going, guys? Yep, we don't have too much more to go. So I wanted to tell you guys, on the back of the package there, the last page, I'll have to explain a little bit. when you have someone who has a reversal statement like that, which is called a psychological reversal, on the back of this page here, if you want to pick one up, it has what's called psychological reversals unique to cancer patients. And I will probably add to this, but for example, when you test somebody and they come up strong on, I desire to keep having cancer, or I'll continue to have it, or I don't deserve to stop having it, those are reversals. So if you look down at the bottom, here's a little exercise you can do to begin to help the subconscious mind reverse it for you. So if you look at this one here, the first one's a general one. But if you rub this spot, because remember, according to Chinese theory, if you have a pain somewhere, you have a coalescing of energy in an acupuncture spot. So that's why you put a needle in it to move the energy through. So you can do that with needles, with fingers, with tapping, there's all sorts of different. There's some good books out there now talking about the emotional effect on the body. And one of the best books I've seen so far is called Energy Tapping by Fred Gallo and H. Vincenzi. And they go into it in far more detail than this. For example, if somebody had if you look at the second one, I will continue to have cancer. If they go strong on that, if you tap on the side of the hand, which is basically the back here like that, and you say this a few times, I deeply and completely accept myself even if I desire to keep having cancer, the subconscious mind actually hears that and begins to recompute it because you're starting to give it a different command. And the acupuncture meridians are actually closer to the subconscious mind than conscious. So if you tap on it, it's actually opening up a channel in the talk to. That's why I put these on here. So if anybody that I've had up here tested something like that, you can run through all of these. It doesn't hurt to do it. You can do all of them. It always goes in the proper direction, never goes backwards. You just do it about 3 times each, and I would say it out loud. No. But from the most time, technically in literature it says no. I think it does. I would do it on my left hand or my left side because that's the side that tends to be emotionally linked. That's my own feeling on it. So thank you for asking the question. It's a very good one. If you can, do it on the left-hand side if it's coming from the right brain. That's why I included it there. This particular, I think I brought some to show you. Now remember, I'm not endorsing these. I haven't used them enough to do that, but the literature is pretty good on them. The one that the physicist put together was this one called Sterol 117. That's what he's been doing for 18 years. And health food stores carry that. And let's see, this one is what the LOM looks like. And it does a number of different things, including boost good cholesterol and lowering bad cholesterol, as well as other things. It said a U.S. clinical study showed that after 3 weeks of supplementation using this, before a prostatectomy, the prostate cancer patients in the active group had their PSA levels lowered by 18%, whereas those in the placebo group had a PSA increased by 14% before the actual surgery. So it had an effect on the PSA. That's why I included it here, but it does other things also. So you can read through on that. These are the type of things that you can get that have been put together by different companies. We have some very good professional companies like Metagenics do incredible human research. This is an example. They call it ultraprostagen, which is a combination to help with prostate function. As long as you have a prostate still, you can take things like this. It's got AE, B6, calcium, phosphorus, zinc, glycine, alanine, glutamic acid, sal palmetto, white Korean ginseng, pumpkin powder, flaxseed oil, that type. Now, everybody's individual, so you... That's why I've used muscle testing so much, because it tends to personalize the treatment. Because not everything is good for everybody. I remember having an engineer, come in who attempted to get me into a multi-level marketing thing about, I think it was called Vital. It was a combination of a mineral drink. It had good stats. I took the bottle she gave me, didn't try it, put it on the shelf. She came back a few months later. I said, what about your business? She said, oh, that stuff. I took it. I got sick as a dog, gave it up. But all the people that she gave it to, it helped, except for her. Go figure. Now, I'm willing to answer any physical questions that you have, but I want to just go over a little bit of the Eastern idea, which kind of a cool thing, I think, because it ties into the emotional. Put it in my pocket. Okay. If this is somebody's body here, and I'm just going to do it schematically. Frost. Oh, man. Remember I told you about, when I talked about the chiropractic, about the nerves coming together, the plexi? Well, there are 7 of them in the body, but on the other side of the world, they tend to call them chakra systems, and they're about like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I could get really esoteric on you, but I'm not going to bother. But maybe I'll... Oh, the heck. These three here, this one here is the first chakra. It tends to reflect from an emotional level traumatic events that happened in childhood. Usually they're issues around safety, security, protection, or trust. When we talked about the timeline, if something goes back to when you're 3 or 4, who wants a 3 or 4-year-old running who you are now? But that's what happens in most of it. I remember when my father, when I got my first mortgage, my father is very good with finances. He asked me, well, actually, he berated me. Why did I lock in for 5 years? I could lock in for 6 months, variable rates and all that stuff. And as he talked to me, I felt myself, I'm almost the same height as him, shrinking down to about 5 years of age, because that's how he talked to me when I was younger. When I deal with my kids, sometimes I hear my father's voice come out of my mouth. Man, that is old. You have to stop that and go, I'm sorry, Grandpa said that to me. I want to say this to your father. Has anybody else had that, running with their kids? All of a sudden, your mother's voice comes out of your mouth? Or yeah, it's like the thing that women are scared about the most, they're becoming their mothers. And there's actually a basis to that. Because if you have a problem with either one of your parents and they die before you rectify it, the only way you can fix it is to actually take on some of their characteristics inside, and it's actually an inside thing that you do. That's why women start to look like their mothers. Sometimes they'll even take on the hairstyle. Yuck. Sorry. Anyway, the third chakra, for example, is here. That one links up to the digestive organ. This is to do more with your own personal power or how people take power away. I'm not sure if I am wrong, I will. The second one, sorry, is around relationships, your relationship to the outside world. It could be money, be sex, be relationships with other people. The fourth is heart, how well you work with the love energy. This is the throat, which is around thyroid, but it also means, do you have a voice to speak what you need to speak to and whoever else? Why do you think that women get thyroid problems? Oh, and that's the other thing. Somebody mentioned about cell phones. On Dr. Oz, they were talking about dental x-ray. If you have a dental x-ray, 5 times in a year, you've increased your risk for thyroid cancer by 4 times. There's been a 76% jump in female thyroid cancer since 1999, and they can't figure out why. They're looking everywhere. But we have to be careful. We've got how many waves coming at us? Broadband waves, ultraviolet waves, and that and the other. We've got the ozone giving up and causing problems. Yes, wind turbine, why not? So sometimes you can begin to tell, using this system here, what the emotional issue is. You begin to look at it that way. Remember, we've got two things going on here. One is the physical stuff. You do the physical stuff. You give them the best possible data you've got. You give them the best possible program you've got to deal with the physical. But I can't stop there anymore. I've had too many things where I realize that our minds contribute to this process, whether you want to call it stress. I don't care what you want to call it. But stress, somehow or other, gets translated into functional change. And I think, in certain cases, long enough, it goes into cellular change. Who was the fellow who talked about the Symington? This young fellow over here, I was going to say Rick, but what is it, Rick? That's one of the first times I can remember that. I'll remember your face for a long time, but the name of Jin. The Symingtons made the connection that if you visualized your white blood cells as Pac-Men going around the system and chewing up the cancer cells, that somehow or other, that got translated into physical reality. How did it do it? Well, we're not sure, but this is called psychoneuroimmunology, the effect of the psyche on the nervous system and the immune system. That, to me, is the future of health, right? It's not in finding more chemotherapy drugs. It's finding a way to find out why we're doing things that. And yes, we have been given a body. We have the responsibility to treat it properly. Most of us, including me, have a little bit of, when you put weight on here, you know you have a little bit of a blood sugar problem. I'm not type 2 diabetic, but I grew up carbohydrate. My mother's a chocoholic, so I happen to like carbs. Some people like salt. Like, you know what, if you crave salt, anybody come here crave salt versus sweet? That usually means that the person's adrenal glands are off. That means that you're under stress on some level and your adrenals tend to go down, so you tend to want salt to bring them back up. When you're a sweet craver, that tends to affect more of the thyroid. And thyroid is kind of an interesting gland because it's a moderator of our own number of basal metabolic rate, our energy, and number of I'm going to leave you with one thought. This is, well, maybe more than one. This was a cool thing that I read. There was a medical doctor in India who cured a bunch of diseases over his lifetime, shining light on the physical body. And he did it in a particular way. Each of those 7 chakras there, how many we got here? 6, 7, have a resonance with a frequency of light. This is red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. And I thought about it for quite a while. I thought, what he did was, if somebody had an ulcer, he would shine a yellow light on their gut for a certain number of times, and that seemed to fix the problem. That sounds pretty bizarre, doesn't it? Except I grew up in the United Church, and I was taught from day one, and this is the only esoteric thing I'm going to say tonight. And it's not religious, it's just interesting. If you shine white light through a prism, what happens? You get the full spectrum. If God is light, and we're out of balance in one of these things, if you put the equal amount of light in each one of those, what do you get back? White light. Maybe there's a reason these things happen. Just maybe. I thought that was kind of cool, though. And just another interesting thing, because we're all frequency-driven. Most people like music. I saw something where this one guy had a frozen shoulder, couldn't move it. They had this guy, medical doctor, who said, watch this. He started to play notes upscale, and when he hit a certain tone, the guy could move his arm. Because apparently that's connected to this too. So that's just something for you to think of. So is there any other questions about the actual presentation here? Oh, I'm giving you some ideas. If you want, if you have any questions, for heaven's sakes, don't hesitate. Just email me at my website, and I'll respond to you, okay? Some of the data I got came from a really good book called The Prescription for Nutritional Healing by Phyllis A. Bach. And the interesting thing is, it used to be with her husband also, who's an MD, but I bet you he got flack, and I bet you he had to take his name off it. Because in there, it describes a bunch of different things for different diseases. It's a very good book. So if you want any, I have on my Microsoft at home, just sort of an outline of this. If you want, I can email it back to you. If you want more information about anything that I've said, I will attempt to get it to just take the... So he told me I have to finish at 9, so we got 2 minutes. Do you have any questions at the moment? Now, understand, I'm not telling you to believe anything that I believe. All I'm saying is I have a very open mind. When somebody comes in, if they told me that they cured their PMS by drinking alcohol and standing upside down on the corner, I'd say, well, that's good, but I'm not going to suggest it to anybody, but I'll think about why it worked for you. Why did Benjamin Franklin pee upside down? He had a kidney stone. It was like a cork in a bottle. Does anybody have... Yes, sir. Yes. Yep. Yep. And by the way, I didn't, just because I used that story doesn't mean I don't believe in iridology, right? And I hope you didn't get that from it. Iridology actually is an interesting science. If she didn't know her anatomy and didn't, yes. Doesn't mean the technique was bad. Sure. Wow. Yeah, so I don't, the doctors think that it's mutually exclusive. I don't. I think that if there's something that can port function, I would use that along with anything to do.
One or the other.
Yeah. No, that's a scientific method, one at a time. But the fascinating thing is, they've tested all the drugs they'll take, but they don't test to see whether three drugs together are safe. They just don't. Now, the book he's mentioning is a good book to read. I did mention before, Eating for Your Blood Type, or One Man's Food is Another Man's Poison, the first one. Yes, Peter. And they believe a lot in colonics. Do a lot of colonics, flush the bowel out. So you're a real shit just... Still am. Any other questions? Well, I hope that I've managed to stimulate a little bit of the brain cells in there, but there's more to look at out there than just, I mean, do what you need to do based on what your belief is and what you're told and what makes sense. Make sure that you have you in your own mind that it's informed, but don't forget to look at the background of what your body can do for itself. There's more and more people who begin to realize that by suppressing the body, that's not actually doing it a big favor. Except, if somebody has a life-threatening asthma attack, you give them prednisone. For example, I had a woman come in who wanted me to treat her child for ear infections, naturally. And was adamant she'd want to go to a doctor, a medical doctor. And I looked at this kid, 10 seconds later said, this kid needs antibiotics and needs them right now. The kid had pus dripping out her ears, both sides. When you have that massive an overdose or overgrowth of bacteria, you got to stop it. He said, I'll deal with the effects of the drugs. I don't care about that. This kid's going to be deaf if you let her keep. Just be smart about it. Anything else? But I do thank you for your attention. I hope I managed to keep you awake till 9 o'clock at night. If you have any questions, please email me or talk to me before I go, okay? Thank you very much.
This won't blow things away, but yeah, I just wanted to thank you again for coming out tonight, Dr. Gaddis, and it's just a small token of our appreciation for coming. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.